welcome to the Healing Uncensored podcast. My name is Sarah Small, and I'm a holistic business coach and intuitive healer who supports empaths in creating a thriving body, business, and life. Healing my own chronic illness as an empath led me to become fascinated with energy, and more specifically, all the emotional, spiritual, and holistic healing modalities that my doctor never told me about. I began to share my insights and journey online, and over time built a powerful community and business supporting women who are also on their path to healing. Think of this podcast as your uncensored and no BS guide to navigating life, health, and entrepreneurship as a highly sensitive person. You'll get no nonsense and totally holistic tips from me in real time as I navigate this healing journey right beside you. Now let's get started. Hello, everyone, and welcome back. It's been almost a month since I put out an episode, but it's not for a lack of creation and inspiration and doing all of the things. I've been in LA for almost all of June, and I was there getting my NLP practitioner training certification. And NLP stands for Neuro-Linguistic Programming, and we use techniques to help people understand the relationship between their mind, their language, and their behavior. So it was amazing. LA is beautiful. If you're in LA, there's sun. I mean, we get a lot of sun in Colorado, but LA, definitely a little bit more humid. My skin wasn't quite as dry as it is out in Colorado, but I definitely missed my mountains. I was so happy to be home, to be with my fiance and my puppies, my old senior puppies. And now I have 3 new certifications to add to the list. So that list is long. And the NLP coach, NLP practitioner, and timeline therapy practitioner certifications are the ones that I was able to receive over 2 long weekends with the Center for Advanced Life Skills in California. If any of you have been following along, I was doing live streams with takeaways after the end of each day of training in the Empowered Empath community on Facebook, and just sharing why I love NLP so much. And part of the reason I love it is because it doesn't focus on the past or the problem, because that's where we start to spiral and get stuck a lot of the time. And instead, it focuses on solutions and guides people to their own answers. And that is in so much alignment for me in the way that I operate my life and my business, because I believe that we are our own greatest healer and that you truly do have the answers within your body. And We dove in deep into this, what felt like a freaking vortex of the unconscious mind for, again, almost 2 weeks. And I feel like I came out of that little cocoon, that vortex, as not a whole new person, but just a more aware coach. And I feel like I have so much to share and so many more tools to help my clients get the results that they truly, deeply desire and are totally capable of creating and manifesting in their life. So I'm back, and the podcast is back. I did record a couple interviews while I was gone, so those will be published soon. And of course, you'll continue to get some solo casts, some solo episodes. Today's episode is a free training that I hosted this morning in the Empowered Empath Facebook community. And it is all about why, as the empath entrepreneur, wellness coach, health coach, any type of entrepreneur that you might be, why you might not be getting the sales that you desire. So you're setting the goals and you're doing the things, but you're just not getting the results that you'd like. And these are 11 things that I truly think having more awareness of will help you start to exponentially grow. So this is jam-packed with value. I was joking afterwards, this could have totally been a paid training, but really it's just wetting your palate for what is inside of Earn Like an Empath, my brand new training on the energy of sales, and also the like fine-tuning that you can do as an empath in the sales industry, whether it's as an entrepreneur or even just with a corporation or a nonprofit or a fundraiser. I mean, this work applies to a lot of different areas, but my intention for this training is for all the empath entrepreneurs out there who feel like they're struggling, maybe even burning out, who want a more simple, easy way to get the results fast that they desire. So you'll hear more about this training as well as 11 reasons you might not be making those sales that you truly desire in today's episode. And as always, if you have any questions, comments, feedback, I would love to hear from you. So after you listen, come over to Instagram at The Empowered Empath and let me know what you thought. Hello everyone, welcome. So I was just inspired this morning to jump on and share a free pop-up training with you for all the coaches and empath entrepreneurs out there who are frustrated. They're frustrated because they have a dream, maybe a really big dream, and they're creating products, services, programs, packages, one-on-one offers, and they may or may not be putting them out in the world, but regardless, if they are or they aren't selling and they aren't making the impact that they set out to create. And what the big goal was here was to help and change lives and make a big impact on their community. And so I know that frustration, and I know what it feels like to have this burning desire to share and know that you have something to say. You definitely have something to say, but articulating it, getting it out into the world, finding the courage to actually share it, all of these things can feel a little scary. And even if you're doing them despite the fear, right? Fear is face everything and rise. You still might not be getting the results that you truly desire, whether that is a certain number of clients that you want to be working with, or a certain financial number, money, goal that you'd like to hit each month. And so you might even feel like you're on the edge of burnout. Like you've been doing all of the things and reading all the books and listening to all the podcasts, but not getting the results that you truly deeply desire. And at the core, I think you know that you are totally capable of, but for some reason that you might not have discovered yet, it's just not working. And you aren't getting the momentum that you truly deeply desire. And again, know that you're capable and worthy of. So I want to talk about this today because a lot of women come to me and they're like, okay, I already know who my ideal client is, or your ICA, your ideal client avatar. And that's a really important step in the sales process for sure. But it's only one part. And they come and they're like, okay, I've done this and I've, started to post better pictures on my Instagram and I'm trying to understand the algorithm and I'm doing all these things. I'm reading those books and no one's buying. No one is buying. They're hearing crickets on the other end of their posts. You might even be posting and then sitting there and just refreshing and refreshing and like waiting for the likes, waiting for the questions, waiting for the comments, waiting for people to ask about your offers, and it's crickets. So I want to explain, and this is actually inspired by a post I did last week on 11 reasons that your beautiful offers are not selling, and diving deeper into each of these points so you can truly understand them and then shift quickly out of them to be able to get results fast. And I, if you have not been following me closely on social media, have a course all about this that is available right now called Earn Like an Empath, where we're going to be going into a 2-hour training, plus you get a bunch of resources along with that on how I have been able to, right now I'm booked out through August, so that's 2 months in advance, and I have a 91% close rate on my discovery calls where, and like some people call these sales calls, to me, the person's already about to purchase, but getting on the phone is an opportunity for us to close the sale. and to make them feel so confident and comfortable and investing in whatever you have created. And as an empath, we can use our strengths in a very divinely unique way to help us close that sale and to release all of the ick that you might be currently experiencing, and instead just like whew, dissolve that and instead step into your power and your worth and all the value and knowledge you have to share with the world. Because when spiritual, grounded, amazing fucking women make a shit ton of money, it helps change the vibration of the planet. So if there's any doubt in your mind around if it's okay or if it's greedy or selfish to make money, no. Mm-mm. It is 100% okay for you to make a shit ton of money and then to be able to feel less stressed and more fulfilled and able to give back and have all your needs met so that you can focus on your health, your body, your wholeness, and then be a more open, giving vessel on this planet. And as you raise your vibration, so does the vibration of everyone around you in your community that you know in your life, your friends, your family. So there is a ripple effect that you probably do not even realize of you creating abundance and massive wealth in your life. And if there's any doubt in your mind that there's something greedy about that, erase. And maybe this information that I'm about to share with you will also help. So 11 reasons that your beautiful offers are not selling. The first is that you're not speaking your client's sales language. We all purchase, invest, buy from a different state. Some people purchase in a very logical way. And in NLP, we call this auditory digital. And these are the people who they need to make sense of this. They need to see your process or know what process you might be taking them through. And it needs to, this kind of picture needs to be painted in a way that makes sense logically for them to understand it. And as they understand it, process it in their mind, then they have the opportunity to say, like, I'm a hell yes. On the other hand, you might be speaking in a way that is very catered towards that type of person where it's like, okay, here are the logical parts and here's how I'm going to make sense of it for you. But the kinesthetic sales language, that person is over here like, I just want to know, like, how are you going to make me feel? What is this program going to do for me emotionally? Is it going to help me build confidence? Is it going to help me find a deeper love, an inner love, a self-love? What is this going to do for my emotional state and my emotional frequency? And how is it going to make me feel inside? And so again, if you're just talking about how this program is going to make someone feel, the auditory digital person's also not going to understand that. They'll understand it, but they won't necessarily get that like rustle in their heart that's like, oh, I'm a hell yes. Because you haven't given them the information that they need to feel confident in their purchase. On the other hand, you might have someone who's highly visual. And in that case, you want to paint the picture like for the auditory digital person, you're kind of painting this picture too. But in the case of the visual sales language, you are painting it so that they can actually see it. They can envision themselves. So it's like on the sales page, you might put language like, imagine in 60 days, if it's a 60-day program, imagine in 60 days waking up and you're building this picture, right? And starting with your morning routine. I don't know what this course, imaginary course, is about that I'm selling right now, but let's say it's about confidence. So you are waking up and you are, first of all, confident in taking the time to slow down and meditate in the morning. And you look at yourself in the mirror and you apply your face lotion with just like a deep love and beauty within, and you're just like painting this picture for the person that is super visual and needs that visual confirmation to feel confident in investing in your product, program, service. So if you're only speaking one of those languages, then you're only potentially going to attract in and help that specific type of person find the confidence to invest. Now, the key is, and how you can quickly change this, is to speak all three languages. And either there's even more. And we're going to go into that and earn like an empath. But for now, I want you to think about how can I appeal and speak to every one of these types of people, types of sales languages, so that I'm not skipping over somebody and that the visual learner is just as confident in investing in this product, program, service as the auditory digital person. And when you tweak that, and it doesn't take much to tweak, but when you tweak it, all of a sudden you're going to get triple the people coming into your courses because you're speaking to a broader range of people and speaking in their language. So let's go on to number two, on a reason that your beautiful offer may not be selling. And it's that you're only talking to your ideal client's goal and not their pain point. And the reason this can kind of halt your sales is that they may not realize the thing that you have is what they need. So I see this a lot in self-love courses, and you might be pitching and going on your Instagram story and recording podcasts and making Facebook posts about how it's going to feel so good for somebody to love themselves and feel whole and complete and desired, and they're just going to love themselves so deeply. But what you're not saying, so that's showing them what is the goal, what is the result, which is important to include, but what you have not included is the pain point. And the pain point might be the thing that they're actually focused on right now. Think about what they're going to put into a Google search. Are they going to put in how to have more self-love? Or, and that, for some people, yes, they will put that in. But what if you could capture double the people by also talking to the pain point that makes them want to have more self-love? Like, how to reduce belly fat, right? Like they're feeling so self-conscious about their tummy and really want more body love along with that self-love. Or what are they Googling? Are they Googling how to release anxiety, how to let go of negative self-talk and limiting beliefs? So if you start your course and you're talking only about self-love, 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 and you're not talking about releasing anxiety and loving every inch of your skin and the away from points that they don't want to experience anymore, then again, you certainly can capture some people who are completely aware of the fact that they need or desire more self-love in their life. But the person who probably needs your course even more than that person is a person who hasn't really put words to that thing you have and want to give them, but would understand that it was for them if you spoke to their pain points. So you gotta speak to their pain points as well as the goal, desire, outcome, result. Make sense? Let's go on to three. Your beautiful offer might not be selling because you aren't giving value or building trust with your community. And I see this a lot with new coaches. And you're not a failure. You're not screwing up. Don't worry. This can totally be tweaked and quickly be tweaked. There's a lot of fast changes we can make here to start to get really quick exponential results in your business. And so a new coach, for example, might create the Instagram account, have like three posts where they're sharing their story. Let's say it's a nutrition coach or like a holistic health coach, and they might be sharing why they're so passionate about nutrition and then sharing some recipes. Oh, excuse me. And then they're sharing why, you know, broccoli is a really great vegetable if you have excess estrogen levels in your body. And so they're starting to give like a little bit of value and a little bit of information, but it's like three posts in, all of a sudden they are selling something. And I'm not saying, let's get really straight here, I'm not saying you can't start offering value, paid value to your community right away. But what's important, what's going to give you better results, is if you build trust with your community first. So give value, give, give, give. If you hear some of the top speakers, public speakers, personal development gurus, spiritual coaches in the industry, many, many of them talk about how they were giving free talks and offering some free discovery calls, free coaching calls, offering just value to their community to start with. And at a point, you know, they stop doing that, of course. But what that initially does is helps to build trust and value within your community. So if you're a brand new coach who says, I have this amazing course and it's all about how to balance your hormones, and I can't wait to tell you about how to balance your hormones through XYZ, but you don't have a community that trusts you and has seen that you have value, they're just seeing your paid course, there's every chance you could get some sales there. I'm not saying that's impossible because freaking miracles happen every single day. But, and especially if your energy is really, really aligned around that, absolutely, you could have great results. But what I've seen in my business is that the more value I give and trust I build with my community, the more easily those people convert into paying customers who are like lifers. They are lifers with the Empowered Empath community. They're enrolling in not just one, but multiple or maybe even all of my offers. I have people like that who are just, they've been around since the beginning. They've seen the value that I give to my community for free. And then that's the other thing. It's like, if you're giving this away for free, I can't even imagine what your paid course will be like. That's going to be so, so good. There's going to be so much included in there and so much immense value. So my tip for you is to build trust with your community and give value right off the bat. And this is something I also learned from Hay House publications and the writer's workshop that I was at last fall, where the CEO of this publishing company said, don't like hide away your best tips in a locked box. And I'm putting it in my own words, but don't put those in a locked box and save them away for the one day that you're going to write or publish a book. Start sharing everything you know now. And again, that's going to, what stops us from doing that is this fear that we have a limited amount of knowledge or limited amount of value to give. And that is so fucking false. You have an unlimited amount of value in knowledge, and it grows every single day. The more you invest in yourself, learn within your own life, the more that you're going to be continuously able to give and give and give. And you're not going to be in a constant giving state, right? So there's also receive, receive, receive. But it's a limiting belief and a negative statement that we only have so much to give as far as knowledge and wisdom goes. Like, it's going to keep rebuilding. It's going to evolve. It's going to refuel itself. And so if you have any sort of fear around giving value for free and going, oh, well, that's all I know. It's like, no, you can always learn more. And there's always going to be more for you to be able to share with your community. And that inspiration is going to build and come as you go. So start somewhere, build the trust, build the value, build your loyal following, and then when you create that first offer, you're gonna have people there just like salivating, ready to buy, where they're like, finally, so-and-so has something where I can get a more close contact with her and work with her one-on-one, or join a course and learn even more about these things that she's already been teaching us so much about. Okay? Next, 4. So your beautiful offer might not be selling because you are not talking about your offer enough. Who's guilty of this? People need to know that it's available. People need to know that you have an offer. So if you have a 14-day detox available for sale on your website for $29.99, and you're wondering, why is no one buying my 14-day detox, but you posted about it once in your Facebook group, that's why, sister. No one knows it's there. No one knows it's available. And again, this is where a lot of our old limiting sales thoughts, beliefs, and stories come up that say, oh, well, I'm going to turn people away, turn it off, I'm going to lose friends, people are going to judge me, blah, 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 blah. And I get it because I've also had those thoughts in the past, but those thoughts are not in alignment with your highest desires and your biggest, hairiest, most audacious goals that you are striving for. So if you have this giant goal of making a huge impact on the world, yet you still have this belief that when you share your offer that people aren't going to like you, these are in direct conflict with each other. And I'm sorry, but getting to that big, big goal is going to be very, very challenging if you hold on to that limiting belief. So it's time to let go of any sort of belief. And this is also something we're going to be expanding on in Earn Like an Empath on Sunday. There's a recording available if you can't make it live. And so we're going to shift out of that mindset of, oh, sales is icky, and instead get really confident in being loud and proud about this offer that you have and making sure people see it at least 7 times so that they, it's like the first time, I think of this very visual in my own mind and my own process. You're planting it into their mind the first time they see it and they're like, oh, that's kind of cool. And that's it. Like, they're just like, that's cool. Which goes back to that 14-day detox that's $29.99. It's like, you might have posted it once and they're like, oh, it's cool, Sarah's like doing that. But in some people who you've built that loyal trust and following and relationship with might jump in because they know everything you make is fucking amazing and they're just like, yes, right away. But many other people will need to see it 2 times or 3 times or 4 times or 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 or 9 or 10. So you gotta talk about it and you have to tell people about it without guilt, without this weird icky feeling of I'm being salesy. And when I think of sales in my life and my business, I think of when I sell, I am giving people the opportunity to invest in themselves, to get the results, find the solutions, the answers that they have been craving, maybe even desperate for in their life, Googling the shit out of this, and then I have created an answer for them, a solution for them. And of course I'm going to charge for that because as a human being in society today, we can't just give away everything for free. I have to have money to pay my bills, just like you pay for gas and you pay for groceries and you pay for to go to the dentist. Why wouldn't you pay a spiritual teacher or a health coach or someone who's going to help you improve your life in some way and help you get results, solutions, answers, even just hold the space for you to be yourself, to express yourself so that you feel seen, heard, and understood. And many people out there are simply looking for that. They might not even realize they want like an answer or a solution yet. They might be in the step or phase of evolving and growing and transforming where they're just like, I just need to feel seen, heard, and understood. And I'm trying to find a community and a platform for that. And that in itself is so potent and powerful for the person in that phase of their healing or their transformation. And so you've got to talk about your offers. And what I'm teaching you in Earn Like an Empath is how to do this in a very soulfully aligned way. I don't know if you guys have realized, but I'm always in a launch. I'm always selling something. And there's zero ick behind that. And you might hear me pitch something at the end of a podcast or in a Facebook post, and it might be something that you are interested in or not. You might pass on that one and then take me up on the other one. That doesn't matter to me. I want you only to enroll in the things that feel in alignment with you. But the difference, one of the big differences is that I can continuously do that without burnout, without feeling gross or yucky about sales. That's totally gone. Because I'm constantly giving value as I do so. Constantly giving value. And that allows this to be so much more easy. And again, we're going to go into deep detail on that in Earn Like an Empath. So let's move on to 5. Why your beautiful offers are not selling. You are not personally clear on what you do. Does this one hit close to home for any of you? So what I mean by that is you don't know what you do. So you have an idea of what you want to create. Maybe you have, especially in human design, if you're like the manifesting generator and you zoom straight ahead to the end goal and you see yourself with a successful coaching business and you know you're making money and you know you're helping people, but you haven't reverse engineered that to figure out how the hell you're actually going to create this and what the hell that actually looks like. Okay, great. You're going to have an amazing successful coaching business. I bleed that in every single one of you. But what are you going to do? And so then you might narrow it down and you might say, okay, well, I'm going to have a 6-week course that I offer that's going to be one of my couple offers that I create. One of them is going to be a 6-week course on, let's go back to hormone balancing, 6 weeks on hormone balancing. And again, you got more clear, you have a timeline, you have maybe a name of the course, but you still don't know and you're not clear on who is this course for and what does this course do for them? What is the result that it leads them towards? What solution is it providing? What what answer is it giving to which question? And when you don't know exactly what you do as a coach, or especially who you help, then it's not clear to the other person. They don't know if you're the right coach for them. And that's what I see with a lot of health coaches. We're like, I'm a health coach. Okay, what kind of health coach? Who do you work with? Who do you help? Have you niched down? And my opinion and belief on niche is, it is really important to get clear on who you work with, but it also is totally okay to evolve and change as you go. And maybe even broaden as you get more confident in your work and your passions change and your community grows. And so it doesn't have to be forever. I think so many people think, oh, I need to niche down and then I'm locked in forever. No, sister, you get to do whatever the fuck you want because this is your business. But in order to be successful, you have to be clear on what you do, what you offer, who this is for. Cool? Six, we're just chucking right along. So another reason that your offer might not be selling is that it's not clear on who your offer is created and divinely perfect for. So this really is just an extension on the previous one, right? So it's not clear on what you do, meaning how you're going to get there and like how you actually help people, but then who is this created for? And in my business, you may have noticed that my offers are not all for the same exact person. I have some offers that are divinely suited for the empath entrepreneur, like this one, Earn Like an Empath. I have other offers who are divinely suited for the woman who is just beginning her journey on her spiritual awakening and rediscovering her intuitive abilities, trying to understand those and really wants to strengthen them so that she can use her intuition to help her through her chronic illness journey, through decision making, through building her business. It can apply in many ways. And that offer is called Intuitive Soul School, another one of my core offers. And so they're for different people. But when I'm in launch mode for Earn Like an Empath versus Intuitive Soul School, I'm making it really crystal clear in my marketing language, in my sales page language, in my live streams, on exactly who this offer is for. It's not for everybody. None of my offers are for everybody on the planet. I've had people in my programs before who were not divinely suited. Therefore, it was hard to coach them. It wasn't super fun. Or they ghosted, right? And they didn't end up showing up because this really wasn't created for them. And so the more clear you can be on who this is for and who it's perfect for from the get-go, they're gonna get better results, you're gonna have more fun, and it's gonna be easier to make and close the sale. Let's move on to seven. So seven, why your offer is not selling. You are only talking about the big picture and not the details of what they'll experience. And this can go vice versa, and we've already sort of touched on this previously and from number five. So you might say that big picture, the results of the program are you are going to help them make $10,000. Let's say that. You're going to help them make $10,000, and that's this like big result. And first of all, I'm always careful about what you guarantee because it's not a due-to process as a coach. You're not healing people or giving solutions that guarantee results because it's a do-with process. The person that hired you is in partnership with you, so they have to take the action to get the results. So you can talk about helping people get to $10,000 in a month, but it's always going to require that they put in an equal amount of effort and energy and align with that energy to get that result. That's a little bit of a side note, but you, again, big picture might say, I'm going to help you make $10,000. Maybe you find it, maybe you just find it on the street, but you haven't talked about the details. So that might inspire me and I might be, ooh, okay, yeah, I want that. I want $10,000 as your potential client. And it might definitely pique my interest, but I'm going to want to know at least a little bit more detail on what I'm going to experience. What strategy do you use? What methods do you use to help me get there? So for example, in Earn Like an Empath, I am going to help people 2, 3, and 4 times their income if they implement all the things that I'll be teaching in this training, but I didn't just say, hey, I'm going to help you make more money. I, first of all, got more specific on that, and then also shared the details of how we're going to get there. So we're going to do that through the energy, learning the energy of sales, how to blend your masculine and feminine energy so that they're balanced and you are an open, just freaking portal to receive abundance in your life. We're also going to go through how I closed 91% of my sales calls, discovery calls. I'm going to be giving people a template for that. We're also going to go through how I sell out all my programs in a launch guide. So those are just a few of the things. There's also meditation to attract your ideal clients and even more, but I'm giving you some of the details of what you're going to be experiencing and how I'm going to help you get to that end result, that big picture. On the flip side, you could say, hey, I'm going to give you this launch guide and this thing for discovery calls, and we're going to do a training. But you might leave out the big picture. Well, why are we doing all of these things? What is the purpose of this? What is a greater intention of these little tasks, details, instructions, trainings you're going to be doing? Well, the bigger goal is that for Earn Like an Empath, is that people start to hit 2, 3, and 4 times their income where they currently are, and that they completely rewire their beliefs around sales so that they go in feeling super confident, like this can be fucking easy, and they're not burning themselves out, especially as the empath, which as the empath entrepreneur, part of the shadow side is that, I gotta take a sip of my tea, hold on. Part of the shadow side is that you see people's perceived limitations as real. So the person, and that's because you pick up on their energy and you feel their feelings. But then their feelings are not always the most divine truth. And so if they come to you and they say, oh, well, I just don't know if I have enough energy for this program. And if you come down to their level and go, oh, maybe she's just not ready. She doesn't have a lot of energy. Okay, it's fine. Yeah, like, you know, never mind. Okay, bye. Hang up the phone, right? Whereas the empowered empath entrepreneur sees that person and sees them in their highest, greatest potential and how much they're capable of. And maybe there's even more story there that you haven't pulled out of them yet on why they think they don't have enough energy. And you get to show them, as an example, that they can do so much in 2 or 3 hours a day. It doesn't take 8, 10, 12 hours. So you, as the empath entrepreneur, the shadow is sometimes you dip down to what they believe in, but the more empowered state that's going to help you make sales and help them get results is holding them in their highest truth. So we got to talk about the big picture and the details of what they'll be experiencing. Number 8, why your beautiful offers are not selling. You haven't told them about why you are the best person to hire for this experience. And so if I don't know anything about you, I'm probably, and you guys can make your own decision up around this and have your own opinion on this. I highly recommend you do create your own opinion on this. But I know for me, as I've navigated sales and purchasing, investing in myself, so for my own business, I don't hire people who I know nothing about. Like, you don't have to list off all your credentials and all the letters after your name. I don't personally care about that much. But what I do care about is why would I hire you for this topic? And part of the way that I learn whether that person is the right person to teach me is through their free content. When I see them teach on live streams like this, or I listen to their podcast, or I watch them on Instagram story, or I'm reading their Instagram posts and learning, is that the type of learning that resonates with me? Is it the type of learning that I can easily digest? And that helps me be attracted into their energetic space and to take that leap and say yes to investing in one of their programs, offers, product, services. So as you, all of you listening, you also have to help this person understand why you're the best person for this. And oftentimes I do this on my sales page as well, where I give an example of, I've been there. I've been there, sister. For earn like an empath, I've been there. I didn't make a $10,000 month in my first year of business, and it was because now I realized I wasn't doing the right things to get to that $10,000 month. I knew I could do it. I knew I was capable, and I kept trying and trying and trying. I never gave up, but it wasn't happening. And I was so frustrated that it wasn't happening until I finally realized it wasn't about what I wasn't doing as far as taking action and what posting. It had to do with my energy. And so I just got on a tangent, but you have to tell them why you're the best person. And part of that is sharing sometimes your story. Hey, I've been there, girlfriend, been there. And that is part of why you're the best person, because you know what it feels like. And this is arguable, but you could also argue that you're the best person because you're not 50 steps ahead of what you're teaching. And instead, you're teaching something that you're maybe 5 steps ahead and removed from. So you're still intimately connected to what that felt like. And you can speak this person's language very, very well. You only have to be 1 step ahead to do that and to teach it. But the 50 step ahead person might not be as connected to that part of their past. And it you may not want or be as inspired to learn from that person. So tell them why this is something you experienced and still understand the frustration about, if it's about sales or whatever you're specifically selling. And then show them that you found results and that you can help them find results as well. Okay, number 9, almost to 11. So your beautiful offers are not selling because number 9, you are meeting them where they are. They're at versus that powerful being they truly are. So I like accidentally already talked about this, which is that you see them in their limiting beliefs, in their excuses, in their objections, and they can make excuses for fucking days, right? And ultimately, they may or may not be a match for your course, may or may not be your ideal soulmate client. And you can feel into that as the empath. Is this person truly perfect for my one-on-one coaching? Do I want to coach this person for the next 3, 4, 5, 6 months? But when they spew out those excuses or objections, or to even just ask questions, and you're allowed to ask questions and you're allowed to have objections, but as the coach, you got to be careful whether you're meeting them in that place or you are holding them in, like, as their higher self, as their truly birthright, like born with wealthy, abundant as fuck. And I'm speaking from that language because I'm selling a course right now that is about earning. If you were selling a course on, you know, nutrition, for example, you wouldn't talk to this person and see them as, oh, well, I'm just going to be this way forever. And this inflammation is probably just permanent. And I can't cook. And I hate cooking. And I just don't know what to do. I've been eating all the right things. Even though sometimes I really like to get the buttery popcorn at the movie theater with a side of soda. But like, otherwise I'm doing perfect. And it's like, are you going to get wrapped up into their story and go on that journey with them down their current path, which obviously isn't feeling good for them? Or are you going to show them what's possible for them and look at them as their higher self that is inherently capable of making these changes and transforming their whole entire life? And when you do that, that person is more attracted to you because you don't play into their bullshit, which sometimes can be triggering, but other times they're like, finally, somebody who is going to believe in me, who believes that this is possible for me, who already sees this as true for me, and now I just got to get up to that level. And that, my friends, is so empowering. And that's where you as the client, and me as the client, when I hire people, get really fun results, because my coach sees me as not my shit that goes through my mind sometimes, but instead as so capable of building this freaking massive empire and helping all the empaths of the world. All right, let's move on to 10. So of the 11 reasons your beautiful offers are not selling, number 10, there's no clear call to action. So you may say, hey, on your Instagram bio, I'm a coach and I help people with XYZ, and you're posting, and on each of your Instagram posts, you're sharing value and you're building trust with your community, but there's nowhere to click. There's nowhere to engage with you. There's nowhere to take the next step. There's no clear call to action on what's next. Oh my God, Sarah wrote this a post that was just so cool and amazing, and it just struck home for me, struck a chord within me, maybe even got me emotional. And it's like, that's the point where they're going to want to take another step. An action right after you share something so deep within you, a part of your soul with them. And so you got to give them a call to action, whether that's a freebie or just engaging and starting a conversation with you or signing up for a free challenge or enrolling in a course or signing up for a discovery call for your one-on-one coaching. But there's got to be some call to action if you want to earn like an empath. If you want to hit those goals, there has to be a clear call to action. This can also be, rather than what I just explained was like a lack of any call to action, you could also have like a wishy-washy clear to action, clear call to action. And a wishy-washy call to action might be something like, let me know if you're interested. And you don't include like the name of the course, when it starts, any of the details, any links, and just let me know if you're interested. It's like, well, maybe I am interested, but I don't know what I'm interested in. So just giving a little bit more detail so that they know exactly what to do as the next step. And then lastly, while your beautiful offers are not selling, you are not handling people's objections and maybe letting every no from potential clients break down your confidence. And so I like to handle objections in my content before I even get on the phone with people. And they might have a new objection that I have not addressed in my social media, for example, but then I would address it on the call. So I never let people, again, it goes back to number 9. Are you meeting them where they're at, or are you meeting them at the powerful being that they truly are? And if you meet them at where they're at, that would look something like hearing the objection of, I don't have enough money or time or energy to do this, and then just saying, okay, versus challenging a little bit. And it doesn't have to be super confrontational, but it's like, well, why do you feel that way? Why do you feel like you don't have enough time? Why do you feel like you don't have enough energy? And that, like, there's always the potential space for the fact that this is really not for them. And I never push people into offers when I feel like it's really not for them, or it's really not the best time. They've got a lot of shit going on. Maybe they have a lot of health stuff. It's like, I just really want you to focus in on you right now. And when space clears in your life, come back. Let's chat again. But there's a difference between that and feeling like that person's really not aligned versus them having this objection that might be a little bit of like a mask, a cover up for what's really deeper. So they might say like, I don't have enough money. And I've posted about this before too, where it's like, okay, but usually I don't have enough money or how much or it's too much is actually a cover up for something like, I'm afraid to actually do this, or I'm afraid of failure, or I'm afraid to succeed, or what if people judge me, or what if I F it up, or what if I don't show up, or what if fear becomes paralyzing for me and I just stop and I don't take the action, and like, then what would that mean about me and my confidence and my self-worth? There's so much deeper. And when you can get really good at handling people's objections, talking to them in your content and on the phone with them, then all these no's that you hear are not going to break down your confidence. You're going to, like, I get excited when people DM me and they're like, I am so connected to everything you've been talking about lately, and your most recent offer, Earn Like an Empath, is just really resonating with me, but, and then they give their objection. I'm like, oh yeah, bring it on, sister. Let's dive into this, because it's a coaching moment, and it's a coaching moment as a coach. This is what you do. You coach people. So in that moment, I'm like, oh, beautiful. Okay, so this person probably an ideal match for this course because they've told me that in their writing, but there's just a little something that we need to work through first. So I work through it with them, help them handle the objection, and then all of a sudden they're like, oh, okay, that was easy. And it gives them a good taste of the fact that they're in good hands and totally in the right hands, capable hands for with you to go through this experience, this course, this offer, again, whatever it is that you're selling. So resist the urge to let these no's break your confidence down, because it doesn't have anything to do with you or your offer. Usually it's the person's limiting beliefs. And in some cases, it's just really not the right time and you're not a match for each other, and that's okay too. Handle people's objections versus just going, okay, you know, it's, I get that it can be a little scary and intimidating, and I've been doing this for a long time, so I probably sound really confident in it, but what I'm going to help you do and earn like an empath is reverse engineer how I've become so confident. So you will see the process that I've gone through to get to this place today where I'm like, yep, okay, let's talk about the shit that's coming up in your mind. Totally got this, totally can handle it. And we'll actually be talking about specific objections that I often get, and you guys can share the ones that you might be getting. And so we know exactly how to work through those specific objections in a very empowering way, not a forceful way, but empowering way. Okay? So if you are resonating with any or maybe even all of these reasons that your offers aren't selling, I invite you to join me for Earn Like an Empath. The cart closes tonight at midnight. And I want to share this quote with you before we end. So it says, it's by Anne Lamott, and she says, "Lighthouses don't go running all over an island looking for boats to save. They just stand there shining." So you can be the tugboat trying to search for these clients, or you can be the lighthouse shining so fucking bright that people are attracted into your aura. And I truly believe that that path of more ease is the more aligned, least resistant way, but also that light that you can visualize around the lighthouse is like a synonym, an example of your aura. And when your aura is so solid and bright, and we've erased like on a whiteboard all these limiting beliefs around sales, it shines even fucking brighter. And when it is shining out that brightly, all the little tugboats that symbolize your ideal clients know exactly where you are, exactly where to find you, exactly what you have to offer them, and why you are the best person for this. And then, as long as they are a soulmate client, they are just going to zoom right to shore. And they're going to want to jump into your little energetic spaceship and go for a journey with you and whatever it is that your expertise is, your zone of genius is, and the experience and journey that you're going to take them on. So if you are thinking, oh my God, I want to be a lighthouse, I am tired of being the tugboat, then this is for you. Earn Like an Empath goes over how I've created a 2-month wait list now. I'm booked out to August, 91% close rate, attracting just freaking soulmate clients that I wake up and I'm excited to talk to them on the phone, and it feels easy for me, and it's allowed to feel easy. At the same time, protecting my energy as an empath and not getting burnt out by launches and sales strategies. We're going to embrace the strategy, but really sprinkle a more heavy dose of energy into this and utilize our empath strengths so that you can sell out high-level coaching programs, packages, and even products if that's where your business is focused. We're going to have a 2-hour live video training, as well as an Instagram story tutorial and guide, which I'm really pumped about. I love Instagram story, and that's where I get most of my sales. There'll be a meditation for attracting your ideal clients, as well as a step-by-step launch guide and a private Facebook group with support for one entire month. So after we go through the live training, you have a month of support to ask questions. So effing good. This is your last chance. So if you feel really aligned with this offer and want to learn more and go deeper into the energetic strategy that has helped me build the Empower Empath to where it is today, then come join me. If you have any questions or objections, like I already mentioned, I love working with you through these things. So please drop me a line, Instagram, Facebook, email, wherever it is. Ask your questions, and I would love to support you. Have a beautiful rest of your day, and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you so much for tuning in today's episode. If you loved this special episode as a free training, then I'd love to hear from you. Come over to Instagram, shoot me a DM, I answer all of them. And if you're loving the content on the Healing Uncensored podcast, I would really, really appreciate it. If you could go onto iTunes, it just takes 2 minutes to like, rate, review, and make sure you're already subscribed to the show so that even more empaths out there can start to become more aware of their energy and empath entrepreneurs can find creative alternative solutions to sales, and those of you with chronic illness can find more holistic ways to look at your body as a whole picture. It is my deep passion to show up for you and to give these resources to you for free. And again, it would mean so much for me, to me, if you would just take those 2 minutes to go leave me a review today on iTunes. And I love you all. You have a beautiful rest of your day, and I will see you next time.